Continuing in Yonei Tzedakah U'Maaseh Kesafim, Packet Chaf Zayin. So now we're moving on. You know, we finished now the priorities in Tzedakah, in terms of people, in terms of causes, the different shiurim we had on that. And now we're going to Nidrei Tzedakah. Like, what is the status of Nidrei Tzedakah? We're going to talk in a future packet about when you make a Misha Beirach and Shul, you know, what is the status of that? You know, you make a Misha Beirach and they ask for Tzedakah, is that a Neder? Is it not a Neder? What is the halakhic status of those things? Okay. So, like this. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, Vayavol ha'anoshim al anoshim kol nediv leiv heviuchach v'nezim v'tabas v'chumaz kol kli zov v'chalisha sheheni tzruva zov v'ashem. So nediv leiv, tell him we'll call this this year. Nediv Leiv. So the civil pshat just means a person's kindness of a heart wants to give these donations. Then there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim on page 3. Vayan Yechizkiel vayomer atahi milesim yedchem Hashem koshu vaviu zvachim v'sodus l'beis Hashem vayivu akol zvachim v'sodus v'chol nediv leiv olos. So you had a nediv leiv. So the mefarshim learn here, because you really have to be a nediv leiv to give an ola, because the korban ola you don't get anything, it's kulo Hashem. So your real kindness of heart, you give a korban ola. It's called the Div Leiv Olos. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra, both in the Pasuk in Chumash and Vayakel and Div HaYomim, it's just an adjective of generosity, not a halacha. But the Gemara in Shavuos is going to make a halacha out of this. So let's take a look on page 4 on Chaf Vav Amud Beis. So the pasuk says, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Gomar Belibo Tzorch Sheyotzi Besfasov. Whereas if a person makes a Shvuah, so a shvuah can't just be in your mind. You have to articulate a shvuah. You thought in your heart that you might make a shvuah to make something prohibited, so that's not good enough. Gomer v'libo tzorach sheyotzi b'sfasov shenemar levatei b'sfasayim. Levatei b'sfasayim. So So you need levate b'sfasayim. So then look further down with the bottom arrow. Meisve, where it says varm chav gimel on the side. Meisve. Motzos v'sechet tishmur v'asisa. Ein li ela shahotzi b'sfasov. Gomer b'libo minayin. Page 4. Gomer b'libo minayin. Talmud lomar kol nediv leiv. So now, the Gemara says, this Gemara, Motzos v'sechet tishmur, is a pasuk by Nidorim. to take a neder.
So Pasuk says, Motzah Sechat Tishmor. You have to listen to what you said. So now the Gemara says, Eli Yo Shehotzi B'Svasov. Gomer believe in Nayit HaMalova Kol Nediv, slave. So now the Gemara is making a halacha that if you, when you do a neder, you neder, the two types of neders, neder or the dover. One is Harei Zu and one is Harei Alai. Right? So a person is making a neder, plus it says Kol Nediv Leif. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. In other words, the Gemara is making a halacha from Kol Nediv Leiv. It's just not an adjective of generosity. It's a halacha. That if you're menader b'leiv, then it's chal. So the Gemara says, but by Shvuah, it says levatei b'sfasayim. Shvuah, the Gemara says, is a gavra dika thing. I'll eat this, I won't eat this. Neder is on the chafetz. This chafetz is also to me. This apple is also to me. Whereas Shvuah is from the perspective of the person, I won't eat the apple. And then Nedava is when you say, I'm obligating myself to give a certain amount of money or a certain object. I'm obligating myself to bring. So the chiddush is that kol nediv leiv, it's called even the leiv. So the verse says v'nigmar minos. So why don't we learn out from here to all other areas in halacha? That when you have to speak, it's enough to think about it. You don't have to. So the Gemara says, "Vishum to have a truma of a kodshim shnei k'suvim boim keechad. Kol shnei k'suvim keechad ein melamde." Right? There's a concept of shnei k'suvim and boim keechad. When you have two psukim that say a chiddush, then we assume it's only these two cases. Because if we wanted to tell the rest of the Torah, it should have just said one pasuk, and that would have left megala for the rest of the Torah. But in fact, you have two psukim. Is to show me only these two. So shnei k'suvim. So what are the shnei k'suvim here? Truma and kodshim. Let's see Rashi. Truma is melechas a mishkan tzibur kol nediv leiv. Those here, truma means the donations for the mishkan. So it says kol nediv leiv. It means it's chal even b'leiv. And kodshim is also the pasuk in divrei hayamim. Kol nediv leiv olos. So if I want to donate a korban, if I think in my mind that I want this animal to be a korban, I want to donate it. So I have a chiyuv based on my machshava. So b'meila. So therefore, truma and kachim, we have this. So, but in other areas in halacha, you actually have to articulate, like by a shvuah. So, but the two places where it says the div leiv is by the donation from Melechas HaMishkan and by Korbanos. If I... will be anything that's not a Korban. Anything that you're obligating yourself to give or do. Outside the realm of a korban, which is learned from another pasuk. So we have these two psukim of nediv leiv. So the question is, right? So what about stock in general? What about stock in general? Whereas I have in my mind that I want to give certain stock up. So is that chal believe, or only if you actually say that? And then we have to discuss, I think that's the Shem Tamarish here, about what about if you make a Mishabera and the Gabbai says it. Is it enough for the Gabbai to say it, or
Well, or you have to say it.
Say Omega, but it's much longer to do, right?
Yeah, is that true? We have to see. We have to see.
If you didn't do it, if you didn't.
Yeah.
You feel the pressure, so you go, yeah.
Well, sometimes people, the Gabbai just volunteers for you.
I once said,
Rabbi Savolovsky told me he was once by the Kotel and he got an aliyah, and then the Gabbai said that he's going to give a kiddush for the, so he didn't know what to make of it. That he was volunteering that he should give a kiddush at the Kotel. So we have to see what is the status of, you know, when the Gabbai gets permission, when the Gabbai doesn't get permission, and what's the din stuck in general? Stuck in general, is there any obligation to give stucca when you didn't, you know, you just the machshava? So let's look. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, on page 5. Ha'omer chetes ploni ani nosim l'tzdocha b'kach b'kach u'shav yosei. Yeah, that's right. So now the second arrow on the left. Yichasha v'libo litein eize dover l'tzdocha chayev l'kayem machshavosa. The ain't tzarach amira. So the first day in the Ramah says that if you chasher belibo to give tzedakah, so you have to mekayim yimachshava, even though you didn't have an amira. The only difference is the omar kofin also lekayim. If he said it, then I guess people heard you. So then we're going to be kofer. If it was a miyamachshava, I guess people, then you don't know what you were thinking. V'yesh omrim din mohotzi b'fiv einu klum. And the other day it says, no, you have to be mohotzi b'fiv. Ha'ikr k'svar rishona. And Ramah says, the ikr k'svar rishona, that what? That even believe. So what are the sources for these? So the source, L'chumra, is the Mordechai. Let's see the Mordechai. The Mordechai here. On page 7. Keitzer amirasal gemar musnosal hedyon. Ha'umir shorze ola ba'ezeh heklish kona. Hu adinami machshav v'lo amira. Kedesiv kol adiv leiv olos. So the Mordechai makes a chiddush. The Gemara said it by Trumas HaMishkan, by Kodshim. So the Mordechai says that Kuhadin by Staka. Ra'omer Shorza Ola by the Hektish, Kanahu, Punadim Machshav, Lamir, Sikhon, Divulim Olos, Umshub Dog Mari, we call him so. Yeah, Avayesh, my hand in the Shaykhashev. Second.
Yeah, one second. Okay, the Mordechai, this is supposed to be the Mordechai. One second, let's see. It's the Mordechai Tavtzadi Hei. Mordechai Tavtzadi Hei. Yeah. Then he says, right, the famous Rav Safra. Right, Rav Safra, you know, somebody was asking him to buy something from him. And he had in his mind he's going to sell the guy for $90. And then, but he was in the middle of Kriya Shema, so he couldn't respond, but I'll take the deal. So he didn't say anything, so the guy thought he wanted more, so okay, I'll give you 100. So he said, no, I'll only take the 90 because... So even for a head yod, you have to mekayim your machshava. Meaning, if you want to give something l'gavoa, so that the Ramah's understanding is, if you want to give something for gavoa, for even if it's not hektish, you want to give right. Right. So, he's understanding that staka is included. That even things that are non, so I'm kosher believer, we came Eza Dovelet staka. Then he has to, right, but then he says even for hedyot.
Well, then he quotes the same way that Safra, an example, like the Safra was matra even by hedyot. That was the malbus of Safra.
Right, but the Ramah is understanding, the Ramah is understanding that in kosher believe we look in Eza Dover Mitztaka, Chayim Lutayim Machshavoso, and the source is the Mordechai.
Is it an understanding that it's not a stock within, it's a sin in everything?
Everyone's
always
like a stopper.
Then one application is
stopper,
but
what did
that mean in business too? Is it a
stock
within, or is
it
just a
hobbit? Well, are these sources really the
Ramah
or somebody else?
Well, if you, I'll tell you, if you give me a tour with the Zakhe Moshe, then I can see for sure. He's going to bring the Dake Moshe, and then we'll see. That's the Ramah himself, and then we'll see exactly what the Ramah himself says. You know, what are the there's a new Shulchan Aruch. They put you all. There are many greatnesses to these Friedman Shulchan Aruch. First of all, it fixes all the mistakes. Second of all, it tells you where every mucker is. Like the old Shulchan Aruch, the Shachmuk and Avram could quote a Rashba, you don't know where it is necessarily. It'll tell you exactly where to look it up. Now, there's nothing that you can't find with the new Shulchan Aruch today. So that's why the only downside of it is the way people normally remember things. You see the Tzuras Hadaf, the Tzuras Hadaf is not the Tzuras Hadaf anymore. And Rav Weiss, Satzal, said, you know, he can't use these new things because he learned for 60 years with the old Shulchan Aruch and the old. But then I think he told his Talmidim, but for you could start fresh with this. But But the old Shulchan Aruch, you know, you knew exactly the Shachir, you know, at the end of the year, you had a story with this, with Rabbi Yankelovich, right? So he was learning with Rabbi Yankelovich, and you were using a different pagination, so he was looking at down, and Rabbi Yankelovich was looking on top. It was the same thing, but it was in a different sort of. But the Ramah clearly says in the first day, the Kachem Libel Litain Ezid Dover Litzdok L'chayim Makshavasa. Ein Tzarek Amira. And then there's a Marik here as well. Page 10, for the second arrow, he says, "Of a rabbi that time, nachal olam posim the sagi be kabbalah talei." Shulosh kosul atosis. That maybe kabbalah talei is good enough, and you don't need a mirror. So that's a whole discussion. Shekhar pointed out that Rabbeinu, the Sefer Truma, has a whole discussion. Whatever you need, Lishma, all Lishma, do you have to articulate it or not? Yeah, whether you have to say it out or is it enough to think. Then he talks about Kabbalah Tainus, maybe also that is a Kabbalah Salev. Because your mind is this idea, that idea, that concretizes. Right, Kabbalah Salev is right. Rav Shechter always points out that he thinks it means that you manage to decide it. Yeah. And not just Rav Shechter said, not just a fleeting thought that you're going to give this, you're going to give that. But it's hard to because your mind can wander. You know, when you say something. It's defined. It's
right.
If it was, he didn't find it. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. That's a separate packet. Can't find it. Okay. But that's what the Ramah says. Now who's the other Yesh Omer in Mahotir Sosav? So the other Yesh Omer in the quotes here is the Tshuvas Harash. The Tshuvas Harash talks about, so the long piece was there, page 9. So he discusses the Gemara Tshuva Kotshin Shnek Tshuva and Barbi Yechadeim Lamdim. And then the Gemara, we didn't finish the end of that Gemara. The Gemara says on page 4, "Anichu manu min lamnim, elu manu omer lamnim leikil meimer, havu chulin v'kodshin, v'chulin v'kodshin lo gamrina." In other words, the carbon is kodshin, and maybe the trumas
halish, you know, the trumas for the base of mikdash were like kodshim. So therefore, you can't learn out from anything else.
For the trumas for the derech kapayis.
Yeah.
That's all that.
Zohar v'chesed v'nechoshes.
Yeah.
So on page.
That's not kodshim, is it?
No.
That's kodshim.
Kodshim, right. Yeah. Right. So the Rosh says, "By idna kol hektish alanu chulanu." Right, but today we don't have real hektish. Everything is chulim. Eida el tztaka, tztaka tzarach lahosi b'svasa. So the Rosh says on page 9 that you have to articulate. You have to articulate even by tztaka, and that's the second Yeshua Rim of the Rabbah. The Truvas HaRosh. Now there's a regular Rosh. We'll get back to that. But those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The 2 days in Shulchan Aruch are whether Staka is Chal B'Machshav or not. And the Ramah prefers the first day, that it's Chal B'Machshav, which is against the Truvas HaRosh, because that's the second day. Oh. And then there's another Mechaber on page 12. The Tana Kark Ardaita Shea Seru Hektish. Lo Hotsim Yutiv Kum. So the Tibor Karka, if he wants to give it, you know, to some cause. But he didn't say anything. Yesh Omrin, the Kamech Agomer, Beliba Lotte, Stoka, Chayav Litein. So the first opinion says, the hektish means stoka, so you have to give. It's chal b'machshava. Beish misha omer da'afal gav v'tzi kol adiv lev olos kuli mikotchev lo gamrinu. So those 2 days that were in the Ramah now make themselves into the Mechaber. And then he says, v'idna kol hektish yish lo du chulu. Shein hektish atal l'berach abayis. V'idna elu l'tztaka hukam sholo otsi b'svasav. Einu klum. So here, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing that Ramah said, the same two days. But he sides with the day that it's not chal. He sides with the day that's not chal. And here in the Ramah, he's lachmik is for Rishona. And then he references back to the stock original test that we just saw. Okay, so the mice, so this is a big difference, you know, of whether it's called So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Dosh Eish. I have it in the packet here, but let's look in the Piskei Tshuva first on page 5. Wait, before we get to that, I just want to show you one more thing. So the Rosh said, Chulim Mikotchim, based on the Gemara, Chulim Mikotchim Lo Gamrinan. So what's the counter svara?
so the count of Svara is found in another Rosh and found in the Bir Hagra on page 12. So there is a Rosh in Tainus on page 6. Yeah. So he talks about Kabbalah's Tainus. So he says, Rabbeinu Tam says that you can have Kabbalah's tightness. Yeah, Chasa, second line, the Yud Gimel. Chasa, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, he medaita l'sanas me'esmol, v'lo kibbal av mincha, ach peliba yo l'sanas me'esmol, ha l'shalotzi m'svosim, mikri shapri tightness. Rabbi Mechlal l'div leiv. Rabbeinu Tam says that Kabbalah's tightness is chaliv in the machshav. From the same pasuk in the div leiv. Shvuah is not. So you know what he says here? Mistabra dechol in yonei neder yofinim mehadodi. Even though the Gemara says chulim mikachim lo yofinim, so that stoka is not kachim, so it's chulim, that's the Rosh says. But these Rishonim, the Rosh and others, say no, but Hektesh, how do you do Hektesh? A neder, a nedava, a Hektesh. So therefore, once we have called the divlev, neder and nedava, it's called, then we cross-reference to all the darim and nedavas, even those that are so-called chulin. That's the other. So it's not a din at stalker per se, it's a din in the darim per se, in the nedavas per se, are all included in the divlev. So now you want to extend it to other things, so that's chulim kachim lo yafinim. But this got into back door within kachim, because even though it's not kachim, but once it's kachim is in the category of nedarim and nedavos, so that even the chulindik and nedarim and nedavos are included. So mamela, that's the count as far. And it's interesting that the Rosh, it's both the Rosh, they point out. You know, the Rosh said, yeah, because then later on, he brings Stucker in as well. Later on, he says, Rafa Gavdom of the English rule of Mahani, Stucker the whole in Yanni Ned, the Yafir Merdodi, that Gabit Stucker, the Shin Motse Sasaka Dishbor, from all Gobelob. Who Moel Gover Belibo? Who didn't get me times? And how do we know that? How does he know that? He says, the way we know it is, even though it says Mosos Masachat Tishmor by the Dover, so Gomer Belibo helps by Tztaka. So who are did by all the Dharm?
They have the
proof. Right. Right, so he's just saying, oh, that's Pashat, and therefore we can learn out from anything else. Yeah. But how does he know that by Tztaka? Where that's what? So I think the Rosh Hashanah is going to explain that called the divlev is you're giving for the Mishkan, so you're giving for the shul, you're giving for this, you're giving for Bikrachol, you give, you know, so that's included in that. That's how the Rosh Hashanah is. Let's look at the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yeah, Rosh Hashulchan on page 19. Kosev Rabbeinu Ha'amor. M'choshev Alibo Litev Eze Dover L'Kstoko. Chayim L'Kayim Achshuvoso. Vei Tzor Chamira. That was in Omar Kofim L'Kstol L'Kayim. V'yesh Omar D'lo Tzvi Enu Kvo. Vigas for Rishon. At Tam Dei Rishon Nirali, the Hinei Bekarbonah Tzvim Kol Nidiv Lev Olos. Who Vididnos Melechas and Mishkan Tzvim Kol Nidiv Lev. We said Darshan Shem Chai Begar Belibo Belvad. And we just have no Yafin Mizeba Alma, we should have a snake soup and boy in Kecha. Lachain, so verse dash need it stuck away a few in the night. But that's how you should have said that the Jubas will let the Mishkan hang it stuck up. Vela, the Gambit stuck up had been came. That's what I'm going to say. That those cases, the Divlei Volos is, and Lachas HaMishkan, are all donations to the Mishkan, whether they're korbanos or to other things. So tzedaka is also, that's a form of tzedaka. You give to the base of Mikdash, so they give that. So it's included. When we say we want to learn out from other things outside this realm.
There's
no shavua for the base of Mikdash. But that's going to be a nether. Or a nether, I'm giving a money or giving a chetetz, the dover. So shvua means I'm going to do something, not going to do something, I'm going to eat. But you don't keep, the concept of donations is always going to be included in the nether or the dover. So maybe the tzedakah is part of that. So instead of saying, so the mela, that's the... That's how he explains it. So Mimela, all the Dharma and the Davos, stock is for sure. And then he wants us to say Kabbalah's Tainus, also Nidre Tainus, is all included.
Nidre Tainus, that's not like a school. Like, I'll ask.
So he's making the day, I think they explained, he's making it a Yom, I think Rosh Hashanah is a Rav, he's making it a Yom Tainus, because we call it, it's a Nidre Tainus.
Does it mean it's a Haloshim Yom for him?
Yeah.
That's just another way of...
But, yeah, but it's in the rubric of Nidarim, not in the rubric. In other words, the fact that I say I won't eat, that's not necessarily Tainus, that's, I'm not eating. You know, but the chalos in tainus, because you have hatasa, there's discussions hatasa betain. You know, so you make it a yom.
The yom.
I forget if Rosh Hashanah for our salvation, or is it a shir from your Keskel Sarna?
The
ficha zut staka. The ficha zut staka.
Yeah, and
the Pasuk
says, it's talking about
Shavua,
and the word is
Beficha.
Beficha.
And now
we're
saying...
We say that the Pasuk is talking about
Moses
Hasecha.
Right. Which is like, of course,
Shavua,
but
and
from the one word
of Beficha
is what we have
in Hasecha,
and we're saying no.
No.
That's
right.
But that's...
Right, this is... Beficha is about the Dharm. It's a part of the
Dharm.
And
yeah.
So I think, isn't the...
Yeah, right. This first shita is difficult. It's difficult. But the Rosh says it, I mean, not the Chuvas Rosh, but the other Rosh, says that all the Tztaka and all the Dharim are all...
In Rosh quotes, it's like
it says all the Dharim.
But, and we know that Machshava works. So therefore...
Right.
And we know that
Machshava... Right, so he's... So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan comes to explain. You might think it's a little schwer what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Yeah, there's another Aruch HaShulchan here. If you want to see on page 20. On that din in Choshen Mishpat, where the two dinim are Hanakar Kaldashi Asenu Hetkesh. meaning hektish means he's giving it to the shul. Malai hotzi b'sri yeshomer kevin the gomer believe only take with stuck high v'itay. For it's stuck as hektish chiy believe yesh mi shomer the chul and chachim leyafidin. So that was the same thing. Chazav Rabbeinu Ramban yesh lahachmir. Chazav Yerdei davgam the shari dvarim leyafidin v'chachim mikol mokum kol and do it stuck as havi b'chal the div leis. Pizarak and Indian Vijay Tstokas.
Right before the line
to pull in that part. One second. About Benadar Shalom Indian Tstokas, but Rebbe Shavuos, Shara Yisurim, Kabbalah Malay, Vein Aklum. Has to be Tstokas. Uven Kabbalah's Tainus, he says Vein Aklum. So he's working with. This is Lashitaso of how we explained the other case. That it's only a din in Stokas as opposed to a din in the Dara.
And the thing by Tainus is a separate din. It shouldn't feel like
that.
Hello? Where does
he
want to draw
the line
into the Gemara says, Kulam Mikachim Lo Yofina. So the Rosh says in the Tshuva, all of the stocker that we have today is mundane money. So that's cooler. The loyal fina. So therefore you don't have this debt. And the other person is saying that it got in the back door. That the stocker got in the back door because it's part of kutchum because it's no different than when you donate from Malachas HaMishkan. So
it's like you're donating away to build a shul on.
Yeah.
So should it only be for a shul? Shouldn't it be for a name?
That's the shadow. That's the weapons can be on.
Right, in other words.
Why would you that's
not for a shul? They're saying that even the first day, even if it's not for a day, that it's only for donating to a shul or to maybe a.
Whatever. So then it shouldn't apply. It's not going to. It's
something
that's
going to
the mikdash. It could put this in the Mars being Rabba mikdash. Including even mikdash ma'as. Right.
Unless you
say that, but the Rosh, that's with the Aruch HaShulchan's way. But I don't know. I think the Rosh is saying that it's therefore it's a din in all the dark. And stuck is a neder, so maybe Nidre Aniyim is also.
So basically, I'm saying it's a business too, like a sapper. I mean, not you with a mitzvah, but
right.
Then Kabbalah Blake.
That's a question.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying once we're extending it to all the dark, basically we're saying be like a sapper.
Right.
Which is exactly what we said, what the
sapper is. Right, exactly.
So
right.
By extending it to all the dark, we're basically saying anything that you're going to believe.
I mean, the night is very schwer. Yeah, but it's in the Rosh. The Rosh does say it. Not the Tshuva's Rosh, but the other Rosh. And then there's this Das Eish, quoted in the Pesukei Tshuva, page 5, that says, I am the Tshuva's Das Eish, a herik mizem ela, the vadai, sha'adam lohotzi b'fiv klum. If you just thought something in your mind, that means nothing. You know what the case is talking about? That you said you're giving tzedakah, so whatever, but you didn't say how much. And the how much was in your mind. I got the chashav she yelled tzedaka. I do avu pishan osa liad a gabak b'stam. Have a kibosh a pirish in the rachay lishn osa. Whereas he gave to the gabak tzedaka, but he says this is what tzedaka, but he didn't say which tzedaka it's for. Well, the Gilgamesh Mashah says, like, if a person says he's going to fast and he doesn't know when, and in his mind, he says, oh, tomorrow. But that he didn't articulate. But if the whole thing is about, it's a whole piece here he has. Like, here, if you can take a look at this statement, Daf Seish. I found it. He writes in the Feirush on page 17. Calls an early portion. She ain't a kavan sheyach mechudiyav l'kayim machshavosol shechosov v'ezud dibur litein l'tzdok. Elav olven she omer v'fiv litein l'tzdok. Or having the omer v'feirush, how much? He says even by hekdesh. He says he calls on page 15. Because the divlev, he's making a diyan called the divlev. In other words, the neder means harei alai. So that doesn't work for lev. That I have to say. I'm going to bring a korban. Now, which korban? So I have in mind that animal there. That's because the Nadava part is the Harei Zu. The Neder is the Harei Alai. He's making his own drasha here. He's a deed. Called the Div Leif, not called Neder Leif. So because the fact that you're giving tzedakah, that you're obligating, that you have to say. And the thing that you work with Machshava is which korban or how much money. The Harei Zu part of it. That's the dosage. I mean, I like it because it minimizes the shita that seems to be shver. So the Me'arik doesn't like it. Page 22. He was the Me'arik is the Pesach Hador. So the Galitzia. He's the big Pesach. I told you that. What the Freidman of Rav said. You know the Freidman of Rav? Rafael Zilber. Rafael Zilber was a Magid Shir in Satmar for like 50 years. He has a son, Rav Mendel Zilber. Rav Mendel Zilber is very big in Gittin and Dine Torah in the Hasidic community. He wrote the Sefer Mosnei Tzedek. So Rafael Zilber said, this I heard from Rav Gutman, in his lifetime he met three people who knew Kol HaTorah Kula. He says Rav Meir Arik, Rav Shmuel Engel, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. That was his and he said Rav Moshe Feinstein lower, not lower in his ability, but lower, but he didn't want people to think that, you know, because Rav Moshe has connections to the more broader world, he was Rav Moshe Feinstein. But not in a Chas V'Shalom in a negative way. Shmuel Engel. You never heard? Yeah. So if you go to the library, you'll see these huge Marash Engel. Also, people never. He was like a cousin to Rav Yosef Engel. He's a mishpacha. He wrote these tshuvas. Each sefer is like, you know, long, big, these big. I use it. It's in the Hungarian world, it's quoted often. If you're not part of the Hungarian world, you probably will go through life never even hear it. What can I tell you? But with the Imre Yosher, I think he was a Talmud, Rabbi Shor, Rabbi Yisrael Shor, was the rabbi in Bethel in Bar Park.
a big shul of Marpah, Bethel. He was a big orator. One day I decided one Shabbos morning I want to hear him speak. So I walked to Marpah to hear him speak. Because he was a big orator. I think he was a Talmud, if I'm not mistaken, of Rabbi Arik. I mean, when I heard him speak, he was already in his, I think, in his 90s. So I figured if I don't go now, you know, when am I going to go? So I arranged it. I was going to eat lunch in Barapak with somebody, and I walked Shabbos morning to Bethel. Now Rabbi Snow is the Rav, Moshe Snow. He's a Rebbe in JC. He was Masada Kedushin of my aunt and uncle, Solomon Jan, and he was doing Masada Kedushin. Okay, getting washed out. So he quotes the Das Eishir, and he thinks that. Kalapos of Hashem Mahani Midiri Stucker says that he thinks it's all or nothing. He says, right, he left this flower. He says, Don't shame of the Misha Gomer believe the base Sora. He takes Tach Kosum Ladia Irakoya. He said he was an Eitz Sora. He probably believed that he's going to give money to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. So then if he doesn't want to do it, does he have to be Matzah Neder? Was it Chal? In Hachros Ramah, but he made stuff about Machshav Mahani. That was the Ramah's preferred Shika. He says, Mashakos, so you want to say, but the Das Eish says, Lohotzi Shom Dover Mepiv, Vadai Lomahani, Rech Lohotzi Mepiv. He has to be at least Motzi Mepiv that he's Mitzchayim. And then, how much is the Machshava? L'omar kama answer if l'kai Mashakosha. Hasever Eino Tachas Yodi. You see, May Arif didn't have the goddess of the library. I have the goddess of the library, so I can say the Sefer is Tachas Yodi. So I got it, I put it in the packet. Hasever Eino Tachas Yodi. With the Rav Tzmur, for Cholamayim. So he thinks, he thinks it's all or nothing. You buy into this Ramah, you don't buy it. If you buy in, it's full. Either you didn't say anything.
Everything is
belay. Everything is
belay.
So that's what Meir
Arik.
Maybe
he's saying,
specifically here, the guy
is having
to pay it when you see it from the Tzara. So maybe he's saying you have to pay it because it's like the guy who's out in a parking spot and has to find money to let them forget that balance. You can't do that because
he's saved,
you can't go back, but if you stop doing it.
No, but if he wanted to do Hataras, he needed Hataras. Yeah, well, now, right, if that was saved, now, well, yeah, forget it. But, right, so he says, no, you can't just forget it. If you're not going to give the money, then you need Hataras in the dark. Then we have to see what's together of Hataras in the dark and on Nidre and Stoka.
And
to
what extent does
Taurus Hataurus
Nadar cover you for the year?
Yeah, so that's going to be a separate packet. Yeah.
Right.
Right, in other words, what's the status? Because Rav Abadi had something to say about that. He told me about that. So that's why I decided to make a packet of what's the toikif of the Mesiris Modar that you make, Edor, Mithnai Modar, Zomikan. So I made a whole packet of that. So that's coming.
If it works, if it really works, it only makes sense done every 2 years.
Yeah, so okay, but this is Rav Shechter always likes to quote that the stuff is malay, but it's not, it's 2 days. The Ramah likes it, but the Mechaber likes the other day, but it's interesting that the Ramah is very into this day, but Rav Tavlin thinks it's, you know, it's just part of the Rav Safra, which the Mordechai was part of the Rav Safra thing, which, like Rabbi Willie said, that's a Midas Chasidus. It's a, you know, Dover Emes Novovo, that somebody was thought you were stalling because you didn't like the amount, then don't take advantage. The only reason you didn't respond is he was saying Kriyishma, so he couldn't say, okay, 90 is good enough. And the guy thought he didn't want 90 wasn't enough, so he said, okay, I'll give you 100. So if you want, so he could have said, okay, I'll take the 100. But he was Ehrlich.
He
was
an Ish Das, at least like the
Das Ish. Das Ish,
like
the type of logic. So what? Oh, no, so you didn't want to. Right. Right. We're talking the saying, like the Chaim Volozhin says, sometimes you don't want to argue with the Shulchan Aruch, so you make it Ukimta in the Shulchan Aruch, like the onions.
Oh, like you were saying. right?
Like the yeah.
Right, like the Zohar
Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh, right. So he's saying maybe. Yeah. Actually, Rabbi Tucker would like that because he's not into that shit. Okay, Rosh Hashem tomorrow continues.